Lord, whatever it takes, make me like Jesus. Lord, whatever it takes, make me like Jesus. We've just been hearing it from Jose about the knowledge of the Holy One. As we feed on His Word, we become what we eat. We become like Jesus. I wonder, David Andrew challenged us with that simple 8-word sentence, Lord, whatever it takes, make me like Jesus. And I wonder if you're able yet to say without hesitation, without reservation, can you utter those 8 words? I think it was Chris Hill said earlier this week, worship equals total submission to God. I always think in Leviticus, in the sacrificial system, invariably the burnt offering came first. The burnt offering, to me anyway, represents total surrender. Total surrender. The whole animal was burnt. Everything. And so before we begin worship tonight, I think we need to begin in the right place, which is a place of total submission. You see, God jealously, jealously desires your heart. He jealously desires it. He said, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways and love Him, and to serve the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. He wants all of your heart. Not part of it. Not most of it. But all of your heart. So before we lift up our voices to praise Him, I'd like us to spend some time thinking about what it is that stops us from saying that 8-word sentence without hesitation. What is it that's stopping us? Is it the fear of man? Is it the fear of death? Is it our pride? Is it our reputation? What is holding us back? What is it we need to lay down? What do we need to lay aside? What has captured our heart above Jesus? You know, in the Old Testament, sorry, I shouldn't use that word. In the Holy Writings, the Tanakh, thank you. As you read it through, the one sin that God seems to frustrate Him, anger Him the most, was idolatry. And of course, in those days, the phrase went, they have eyes but they cannot see, they have ears but they cannot hear, etc., etc. The problem today is that our idols don't have eyes, but they can see. They don't have ears, but they can hear. Things such as this. iPads. iPhones. iDolls. What is it that's captured our heart? What do we need to lay down? The Lord despises a mixture. So before we begin, and tonight I want you to feel free. I want you to feel free to worship as you're led. So we're going to have a time. The musicians behind me are going to play some music. And I want you to think, what do I need to lay down? We have the fishbowl up here. We've got some paper. We'll pass the paper around. Feel free to use it. There's nothing special in the fishbowl. The important thing is that you do business with God. You can do that in your seat. All I would ask is that you mean what you say. Because those 8 words, Lord, whatever it takes, make me like Jesus, is a simple thing to say. But if we mean it, how profound the impact that God could make through a man or a lady who has laid down their life. He's calling us.